Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. September the 13th, the Fountain of Compassion.
All this week, Derek talks about compassion, God's compassion and ours. Today he describes how God longs to plant a well of compassion in all of his children's hearts. In Psalm 84, verse 6, we read, "As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring or a fountain." After nearly 60 years as a Christian, walking in the way of the Lord, speaking in tongues, I experienced a transformation. Something entirely new happened within me. A spring was opened inside me that was the fountain of compassion. I'd known the love of God for a long time, and I'd always loved my family. But this spring was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. This spring had another source apart from Derek Prince. I began to understand what the Bible means when it says that Jesus was moved with compassion. I realized God was sharing his compassion with me, and I prayed, "Lord, let this fountain never become defiled or contaminated, and let it never become stopped up." God alone determined when it would spring up, and when the fountain of compassion is flowing within me, it attracts people to me. They don't know why they're drawn to me, but they sense something for which they've been longing. I believe that God is waiting for us to love one another with his divine love. God has done something else in me too. He's given me a supernatural concern for orphans, widows, the poor, and the oppressed. We can talk about faith and righteousness, but if we do nothing for the people who really need us, these words are empty and meaningless. There's no shortage of people who need us. They're all around us. People who need to be loved are everywhere. They're lonely. No one cares for them. They lack answers and are desperate. You don't have to go far from home to find people like that. Compassion is the purpose of God. It's what he's waiting to see manifest in us. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you care so much. I proclaim my desire for the fountain of God's compassion to flow in me and through me, out to those around me who are needy and desperate. As a father has compassion on his children, so God has compassion on me. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.